the information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle DC, interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Got a great program for you today, one that is kind of timely and one that everybody's asking questions about. And we're talking about what? We're talking about the Delta variant. We're talking about immune factors. We're talking about masking. We're talking about shutdown. All those little things. Well, we're not going to cover all of that, but we're going to cover part of it and things that I think that you really need to know. Is a day doesn't go by that when I'm in the office or I'm out talking to people that they ask me, what's your opinion? What's really going on here? Well, I don't want to give you opinion because that's inflammatory and it can be all kinds of rhetoric. I can tell you opinion when it comes to me. I can tell you my opinion when it comes to my family. But when it comes to you, I want you to have factual information, stuff that you can research and that you can look for, and then make your own decisions relative to what you're going to do, whether it's the vaccines, the boosters that inevitably are going to be coming up. Do you really need to be afraid? What's the situations that are out there? So we'll start a little bit with that today, but I've got a lot of very interesting pieces. And by the way, I want to remind you that within the next few weeks, we're going to be doing a daily podcast, and it's going to be between 12 and 1 p.m. And you'll be able to access it anytime. But if you want to watch it live and the interviews that we'll have on it, it'll be an opportunity that'll be second to none. So, you know, make sure you pay attention. We'll try to get as much data out there as we possibly can for you. So you'll be able to access it and you'll be able to see this, the voice and the face together and the other people that we'll have on the program as well. We're going to try to make it entertaining and obviously a little controversial because not everybody's going to agree with our position, but nevertheless, this is for you. This is something now that I have some time on my hands, I think is appropriate and one that is timely given our world conditions and situations. So let's talk a little bit about this craziness that's out there, this fear factor that they're claiming to be the Delta variant. And, you know, let me begin to position this, that all the data shows that natural immunity is about 700 times better than the vaccine. And I'm going to give you information on that as we go through today. So let's roll the clock over and, you know, kind of go across the pond to Israel. And the Israeli Health Ministry recently just came out with some data that said that, you know, people who were vaccinated, if you will, have less immunological reaction than people who were not or exposed or had natural immunity. And you can say, how does that happen? Why is that the case? Well, your body was designed to make sure that you had everything that you needed to fight virtually everything that you possibly had to fight, right? That's called herd immunity and all those things that you've heard so much about over this last year. You know, when a child is born, and if you've listened to me lecture over time, you say a kid needs to eat like a pound of dirt before he's 5 years old. And that's how we build our immunological responses. And that's the truth. You know, back in the day, obviously my children are much older, but they used to have measles parties where, you know, somebody in the neighborhood gets measles and you send the kid out and play with them, get it over with, get it done. You know, same thing with chicken pox and, you know, everything else. And if a child was, you know, in a family that you ate well and you got exercise and you got outside on a regular basis, the impact, the symptoms were very minimal. Matter of fact, when my daughter went to college, she really had no signs of ever having had the measles, but we know she had been exposed. And so the rule for this one college that she was going to was that, you know, you had to have either antibody titers or you had to get the vaccine for measles or whatever it was. So we had her, had the antibodies measured, and guess what? Her antibodies were sky high. She had been exposed. Her body was strong, but she had had chiropractic care. She had acupuncture. She had great nutrition. Obviously her mother's a nutritionist, and her body was strong. So let's kind of take a look at that. Again, that's our experience in our family, and I'm not directing you to do any of these things, but let's talk about that just a little bit. And in the contrast of this Delta variant that's out there, which is the thing that everybody's so crazed about right now. So let's go back to the Israeli Health Ministry. And this was a report that was released on July 17th, just about a week ago, and revealed that more than 7,700 COVID-19 cases reported since May of this year, only 72 occurred in people who had previously had COVID-19. That's less than 1%. That's crazy, right? Less than 1%. So how could that possibly be? How could it be that, you know, these people are saying, oh my gosh, you're not vaccinated, but you had the bug. So they set up a natural immunity. But here's the other deal. In contrast, more than 3,000 cases, or approximately 40%, occurred in people who had received the COVID-19 vaccine. That's craziness, right? 72 people compared to 3,000. So in other words, those who were vaccinated were nearly about 700% more likely to develop COVID-19 than those who had natural immunity from a prior infection. I don't know about you, but if my body is nice and strong and I'm able to handle certain things structurally, chemically, emotionally, which is our platform, which you've heard me talk about repetitively, in any situation, you have to make sure your nervous system is working the way your biochemistry is supported properly and your emotional state is solid. Well, you know, we've all had chips at that this last year, particularly that emotional state. It's rare. It's very rare to get reinfected by COVID-19 after you've already had the disease and recovered from it. And the reinfection rate, according to one study, somebody who's already had it and you got sick again, you know, like getting the flu and then you get the flu again, was 0.27%, less than a quarter of 1%. That's ridiculously low. So with effective treatments available now, and we know that it's out there, that, you know, you don't put out a vaccine, by the way, if you have treatments that are available that are effective. And we know that we have multiple treatments that are effective. One is hydroxychloroquine with zinc, with zithromycin in combination. We know that we have monoclonal antibodies, and, you know, we know we have ivermectin, and we know that we have extracts of other things that are coming on the market that are working really well. There's about five or six things that work beautifully, and the patients that we have referred out for treatment have recovered without any residual. So there's a reoccurring theme here that, you know, that public health officials and the media, are kind of, presenting now that vaccine-induced immunity is superior to natural immunity. I don't think so, but the data coming out of Israel and other countries, by the way, doesn't support that, doesn't show that. And the question that you should have is, who's lying to me? You know, what's really going on here? So, you know, as we go through and talk about the reports that came out of that country, it really gets your attention. And the Israeli news, the national news agency, and I'm going to quote something from them, said, with a total of 835,792 Israelis known to have recovered from the virus, the 72 reoccurrences, the reinfections, amount to about 0.0086% of the people who were already infected with COVID. That number is so infinitesimally low, and we're setting up a paranoia. Why? I'm just asking the question. I don't get it. So by contrast, again, Israelis who were vaccinated were 6.72 times more likely to get infected after the shot than after natural immunity. That's over 3,000 of the 5,193,499 people. Again, I'm quoting, or 0.0578% of the Israelis who were vaccinated getting infected in the latest review. So, you know, you might say, well, both of those numbers are small, but if we want to play the statistic games like everybody's playing on us, then we have to understand that numbers are being manipulated. The end product of this is really very low regardless of what the situation is, right? So the rate of COVID reinfection is like 0.27%, as I said initially in the beginning of the program. Think about it. You know, how do you protect yourself? Is the risk of the side effects of the vaccines worth the risk? We already know that, and the CDC recently admitted that there's over 6,500 deaths in this country that are reported by VAERS, the voluntary reporting service, right? Well, what they project is that because it's a voluntary reporting service, that number is extraordinarily much higher than what they're putting out there. So if you know that you have a risk of dying from this thing, if you have a tremendously high risk of myocarditis or pericarditis, that means it's an inflammatory reaction around the heart. If you have a risk of Guillain-Barré syndrome, of Bell's palsy, of other types of immunological things, losing your speech patterns, I would begin to wonder, is it something that I want to expose myself to without knowing the details? Because what I would suggest is that we are only getting one side of the story. We're not getting everything that we need to know about. The second half of the program, I'm going to talk a little bit about the things that you can do and make sure that you're aware that you are responsible, not some altruistic governmental agency, but you are responsible for looking at both sides of the coin to find out what really is out there and then making a decision accordingly that is best for you. And we'll get a little bit about these, you know, door-to-door bandits, as I call them, that are coming in that are going to try to convince you, if you haven't been vaccinated, to get vaccinated. When in the history of this country did this occur, that they're going to go in and they're going to, you know, emotionally strong arm you into putting something into your body or forcing you to do something that you may not have wanted to do, but because you're being confronted with it, that you're going to get it done. If you come by my house, you're going to see a no trespassing sign. And it says, don't even bother. You know, you're going to break the law. You're being warned. You're there. I had a friend of mine that said, look, you know, said, I'm going to put up a sign that says, you know, please stay away from my house. I've got two pit bulls and I am well armed and I am licensed. Get the point? Well, I don't suggest anybody go to that extreme. But the point of it is that we have to make sure that we take the steps to inform ourselves. And then this is still a free country. You get to make a decision. You get to decide. You know, same thing with the flu vaccine or any other type of vaccine that's out there. You get to decide for yourself and for your family. So don't forget, we're going to be doing podcasts on a regular basis. And I want you to go to drtomroselle.com. DrTomroselle, drtomroselle.com. And there's going to be all kinds of articles in addition to what we already have there. And there's going to be a linkage between that and the Roselle Centers. You'll be able to go back and forth and find out all kinds of interesting information. And you can always get a hold of me directly. You can write me at drtomroselle.com. Go in. There's a way to follow through with that. Or you can go to rosellecare.com. Either way, I do respond. And those of you who have sent me notes know that I do that on a regular basis. Ask anything that you want. I'll give you my opinion, but I'll also give you factual data and factual information. It's important that you understand what the actual information is showing and not some analyst, some talking head is telling you that this is what you should believe. It's not okay to be directed. Don't be a lemming. Be your own guidance. Make sure that you get all the data, but the accurate data, so you know what's going on. We're coming up to a break, and we have to pay attention to those who bring you Dr. Tom Roselle Live. I have some really controversial information. Don't go away. I'll be right back after these messages.
Dr. Tom Roselle Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. Got a great program for you today, and it's one about all the craziness that's out there. This, you know, the from SARS-CoV-2 antibody reactions and the variant, this Delta variant that's supposed to be so over the top, deadly to everybody. Well, we're trying to give you a little different perspective, and one that you need to know about so you can make some decisions on your own about what it is that you're going to do and how you're going to do it. What I don't want you to do is allow anybody to force you into a position where you're going to do what they say instead of what you know is right. And that's the whole situation. Make sure that you get all the data and you look at both ends of it, and don't have anybody force upon you their position and their opinion. There's a lot of things out there that are really scary on both ends of this. And, you know, I'm not here to give you information to make you fearful, but to give you data so you can make decisions accordingly. If you want to get a hold of me when I'm not on the program, it's real simple. All you have to go to is drtomroselle.com, drtomroselle.com. By the way, while you're there, go down to the bottom of the page, check out our preferred providers. There's a lot of interesting people that have data, but are also presenting, you know, different products and so forth. Yeah, just, you know, go shopping, take it out, see what you can do about it. And then, or you can go to rozellecare.com. Either way, you can send me a message and I will get to you. I promise you I'll respond. Let's talk about natural immunity and why it might be a little bit more superior than anything else, like a lot superior. There's a pathologist, his name is Dr. Ryan Cole, and he explained, you know, that natural immunity produces a broad immunity that can't be matched by any vaccination. He said natural infection induces hundreds upon hundreds of antibodies against all proteins of viruses, every one of them, including the envelope virus, which this is part of it. And there are many enveloped type of viruses, by the way. The common cold, the flu, the seasonal presentation every year is that type of situation, is an envelope virus. There's something called a nucleocapsid membrane, and it has that spike protein that everybody's talking about, right? So dozens upon dozens of these antibodies neutralize the virus when it's encountered again. So because our immune system is exposed constantly to these proteins, and by the way, they're called epitopes, and then we have these T cells, which are produced by the thymus gland, they mount a robust attack, a memory, if you will, against these things. So it's these T cell memories, these antibodies that go after someone that was infected with SARS-CoV-1, you know, is solid and it's still out there. And they found that it's out there 15 to 17 years later and it's still solid. So we have to ask the question, you know, how do we make sure that our body is not susceptible to other viruses? Well, going back to Israel, you know, the data suggests that those who were vaccinated early on in January 2021, so the beginning of this year, are becoming susceptible to the virus again, suggesting that the efficiency or the efficacy may wane after about 6 months. So guess what? That's a hell of an entrepreneurial deal, right? Got to get it again. Got to get that vaccine again. Well, and if the vaccine itself doesn't cause problems, which is a different situation that we'll talk about. So the sentiment, if you will, was echoed by Pfizer's head of medical research, a guy by the name of Mikhail Dolstein, who said that after 6 months, and I'm quoting him directly, there may be a risk of infection with the expected decline of the antibodies. So they expect it to go down. It's going to go down. So you're getting an injection that may or may not, depends on how you're looking at this thing, give you the protection that you're looking for. And now they're telling you, well, it may only last for about 6 months. So now 6 months from now, you got to do it again. So according to Dr. Cole, you know, part of the reason for waning vaccine-induced immunity is because we mount an antibody response to only the spike and its constituent protein. So just this one thing, and the virus preferentially mutates. It changes. So that's why we have this Delta variant, and we have other variants that are out there. So there are actually several, not just this one. And you have to be aware of what's there. So natural COVID immunity, guess what? Lasts for a lifetime. It's not something that goes away in 6 months. It's something that is for the rest of your days. So which one do you want to have? Do you want to really upregulate your immune system? You want to make sure that, you know, you have what it takes to protect you. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. Or do you want to get something that 6 months more, you got to go get another one. And we don't know what the additional compounded side effects of that is going to be. But we're going to get into that in the second part of the program. I want to give you some things that you can do for yourself. Again, my job is to provoke you to do your research and really understand both ends of the story. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Don't go away. I'll be right back after some very important messages.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live on WMAL.
Welcome back to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, we have a very interesting, maybe somewhat controversial program for you today, but only controversial because I'm giving you a different side of this story. We're talking about the Delta variant. We're talking about natural immunity and making sure that you get the data that you should have, meaning both sides of the story. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you to make sure you have all the information so you can make a decision on what to do for yourself, what's the best outcome for you and your family. So let's talk a little bit about natural immunity, why it's so important, and let's talk about, you know, early treatment protocols. And by the way, I had several people reach out to me about our in-house continuing education programs at the Rozelle Center for Healing. And as you know, the state of Virginia has now made masking voluntary. There's no rules. They lifted it completely. And so when you come into the office, understand that you're more than welcome to wear a mask, number one. Number two, we have HEPA filters that will kill viruses all over the place, that we're still very careful relative to cleaning and so forth. And we will make sure that we up or down our protocols based on what we see that's taking place. We want you to feel comfortable. We want you to feel safe. And we'll make sure that we give you as much information as we possibly can. We're going to try to put the classes online, but only in PowerPoint form, because, as you know, it can be very expensive to do a really good qualitative video. And that's really all that I want to have up there. So, but remember, you're always welcome to join us. And these programs are extremely, extremely educational, informative, and give you the tools that you need to really help yourself. And the doctors at the Rozelle Centers are really top of their game. They understand natural immunity. They understand neurological signaling to the body. They understand what happens with chronic pain patterns and conditions that just don't go away. And we look at it from a multidimensional, multifaceted approach where we have doctors who are doctors of oriental medicine. We have acupuncturists. We have naturopaths. We have chiropractors who specialize in an area called applied kinesiology, which you should know a little bit about if you've been listening to the program. We have functional nutritional protocols and so forth. And we work them together to serve you the best. So, you know, go online, check it out. Go to rozellecare.com or simply go to drtomrozelle.com, drtomrozelle.com. Check out that site. There's all kinds of things there. There's preventative. There's immune packages. And if you need to get a hold of me, send me a note. I will respond. I promise you. So let's talk a little bit about natural immunity and what's important about that. There was a guy by the name of Dr. Peter McCullough, and he's an internist, a cardiologist, an epidemiologist, if you will, kind of stuck in my mouth there for a minute. Full professor of medicine at Texas A&M College of Medicine in Dallas. He also has a master's degree in public health and is known for being one of the top five most published medical researchers in the U.S. and is an editor of two medical journals. So he's got pretty good bandwidth there, a lot of credentials, right? So I read an interview that was done, and they were discussing the importance of early treatment of COVID-19 and the potential motivators, if you will, behind the suppression of safe and effective treatments. Remember, I started the program out today saying that there's ways to treat this thing. And, you know, we've had many patients this year that they've reached out, well, I think I've been infected, or I have someone in my family or someone I know, what can they do? You know, and in every situation, if you get to it quickly, or if you support immunological platforms in the body, the patient kind of waltzes through this without too much trouble. And the Horowitz, and again, this guy's got tremendous credentialing. He's confirmed a second COVID-19 infection beyond 90 days with similar worst cardinal symptoms and confirmed by PCR antigen and sequencing tests. Doesn't exist. It's not there. You don't see it. Interesting, right? You don't see it. So let's roll the clock back about a year ago, last year, August 2020, McCullough's, wrote a paper, and it was looked at as a landmark paper. It's called Pathophysiological Basis and Rationale for Early Outpatient Treatment of SARS-CoV-2 Infection. This was published online in the American Journal of Medicine. The follow-up paper titled Multifaceted, Highly Targeted, Sequential, Multi-Drug Treatment of Early Ambulatory High-Risk SARS-CoV-2 Infection. And that was published in the Cardiovascular Medicine in December, this last December of 2020. So while early treatment options have been available when the pandemic began, you just basically were told to stay home, right, and do nothing. So if they were available, why weren't they told that you could do something about it? But the only time that it got any leakage was the infection had to progress to the point where they were having was having trouble breathing. You know, now they were put in the hospital, they were put on a mechanical ventilator. And we all know at this point that, you know, we need the ventilators, ended up in thousands and thousands of unnecessary deaths because it ruptured the swollen alveoli, the air sacs within the lungs, causing clots and began to have systemic shutdown because of it. So when, you know, McCullough has been an outspoken advocate for early treatment of COVID, as other doctors, we'll call them pioneering doctors, he believes that the end goal in suppressing early treatment was one simply to secure the vaccination campaign. And that's his words, by the way. So when you have a guy who has tremendous, tremendous bandwidth relative to his educational background, his in the trenches observations, his writing, why is his work being suppressed? Why are others being suppressed? Effective treatments, ivermectin, which is a broad-spectrum antiparasitic. It's a repurposed drug from 2015 that has shown unbelievable success in preventing and treating COVID-19. But they continued to be ignored in favor of way more expensive and very less effective experimental treatments. Why? The first part is the expensiveness of it. It's the high dollar amount. Ivermectin, and compared to others, is pennies. The same thing with hydroxychloroquine, given with zinc sulfate, with an antibiotic, zithromycin, is extremely effective. The monoclonal antibodies, very effective. So at this point, with effective treatments available, the documented very, very high survival rate of COVID-19 and knowledge that you've had COVID-19, you're already likely to be immune to further infection, you're not going to get it again. Even the Delta variant has a very low 0.2% case of fatality, 0.2% fatality rate in the UK, in the United Kingdom, which drops to 0.03% in those under 50. It's ridiculously low. What's the deal here? Why aren't we doing preventative medicine Why are we not taking the patient? You know, doctors all took an oath. It's called primum non nocere. It means first do no harm in looking at these patients. So natural infection is the only phenomena that will ultimately burn out the variants, not vaccinations. I don't care if somebody, if you talk to immunologists and they don't tell you that, there's something wrong with their educational background. In my opinion, they're not processing the way they're supposed to. So the literature right now, you know, is replete with all kinds of information, but it's not being made public. Why is that? I don't know. You know, I'll let you make that decision. Well, actually, I do know, but I'll let you make that decision. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you can do that, you know, kind of are being taken off the marketplace just to protect yourself. You know, if you go to my platform, you're talking about structural, chemical, emotional, relative to those are the only three triggers that can cause anything. So, if you know, we know that people who have comorbidities, things like diabetes, particularly low levels of vitamin D. And I mean, we're looking at somebody who is not at least up at 70 to 75. You need to be higher. There's new literature that's coming out that said that vitamin D level should be close to 90 to 100, that the top end before you worry is going to be about 140 to 150. Interesting article that I listened to this actually last week by a doctor by the name of Vasquez, that is a tremendous researcher, was bringing out some really new information on the vitamin D. But let's talk about another piece, and it's something that's called N-acetylcysteine, or NAC. And by the way, those of you familiar with it know that it's been taken off the retail market, that you as the public cannot get it. N-acetylcysteine has been in the news since probably a year now, and there's been a lot of people suppressing what it actually does. The nutrient compound blocks the attachment of certain damaging proteins to cell receptors. Well, what are we talking about with this COVID SARS protein, right? The spike protein. That's the thing that we're worried about, right? So this damaging protein is a problem child. So if they can't attach to it, the amount of damage that these famous proteins can do is reduced or completely eliminated. Well, NAC will do that. N-acetylcysteine, the research shows that it will cause a blunting effect. I'll use that terminology of any kind of protein that is causing the problem that everybody's so worried about, right? So not only that, but, you know, there's reports that have recently surfaced that at least the Pfizer jab, we'll call it, right, is laced with massive amounts of something called graphene oxide. It's a well-known toxin capable of causing significant damage. And what it does is it destroys glutathione. Glutathione is a detoxifier. It gets rid of garbage within the cellular structure, and particularly the liver and so forth. Well, NAC is the precursor to glutathione. And, you know, I personally take about anywhere from 600 to 1800 milligrams of NAC every day, but that's me because, you know, I've got a headspace with 2 degrees in functional human nutrition that tells me I need to protect myself. And I take a whole bunch of vitamin D as well and some C and other things. But that's, again, that's just me, you know. And so here's what happens, right? A week after the patent was expired, the FDA began, and we're talking about NAC, the FDA began its campaign to make NAC illegal. They wanted to take it away from everybody and put it under prescription rights. And once that happened, you're not going to see it again. So here's what's going on. You know, what's next if they make it illegal, right? Well, it sets the stage for all the other nonsense that you're seeing out there. Again, this is my opinion. So NAC can be significant in protecting you from the damage that these spike proteins can cause in the body. And that's research-based information I'm giving you. That's not Dr. Tom Russell's opinion. That's straight up. There's all kinds of information that's available to you. There's a website that you need to go to. It's called opensourcetruth.com. It's O-P-E-N, open source, S-U-R-C-E, truth, T-R-U-T-H.com, opensourcetruth.com. Dot com, and there's all kinds of trending stories in it. For example, there's one that, and you can take this with, you know, tongue in cheek and, you know, decide whether it's accurate, but this came out July 26th. It said, a registered nurse in Canada confirms Justin Trudeau and wife Sophia faked vaccination on live television. Wow. Crazy, right? So if you go on and on and on and take a look at the articles here from, you know, there's one on the J&J vaccine, weak against the Delta variant, second dose may be needed. Again, they're setting the stage for you to be able to have to go and get the injections over and over and over again. There's tons of information. Remember, we're going to be doing a podcast. I'm going to be interviewing some very important people. I'm going to give you ongoing opinions, but remember, they're opinions, and you need to do your own homework. You need to get out there and make sure that you look at both sides of the story, not just one side of the story, and then make a decision that is going to be the best and the right decision for you and your family. And whatever you decide, remember, both of them have their positives and both of them have their negatives, but you have to learn how to protect yourself. And there's ways of making that happen, and we're going to try to continue to give you that information. And remember, you know, keep your immune system high. If you keep your nervous system working, your blood supply working, you know, without any toxins in it, life as you know it can only get progressively better and more protected. This is a crazy time in our lives, my friends, and we all have to be very, very careful, vigilant as far as what we listen to, what we're hearing, and the decisions that we make. Do not be a lemming. We're going to come up to a break in just a second and want you to know that, you know, my job is simply to do this. My job is to provoke you to do your homework, provoke you to make sure that you go out and you listen to both sides of the story, not just part of the story, and you understand what's really going on. Let's take a moment. Let's listen to those people who bring you Dr. Tom Rizal Live. We'll be right back after some very important messages. Don't go away.
This is Dr. Tom Rizal Live on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live as you do every Sunday on the Eastern Seaboard at 11 a.m. We wanted to thank all of you for listening and make sure you tell your friends about us. Those of you who are on the West Coast and send me notes and talk about the program, hey, thank you. But particularly, you know, to my heart is the men and women in the military. You guys find us and I try to serve you and get back to you as quickly and as purposely as I possibly can. I thank you for your service. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing today. We're talking about all kinds of craziness, you know, the variants, Delta variants, the truth behind some of these things. You know, the most recent variant, this Delta variant, you know, it's the weakest of all the variants and the most easily treatable, truly easily treatable. And this is, goes to multiple doctors weighing in on this thing, and yet they've got us crazy that it's so much more infectious. Well, it is infectious. But you're not going to get as sick as you would with the original COVID. So even though that, you know, more and more people now, the question becomes, is it more prevalent or are they testing more? So I want you to put something in your mind right now with the testing that they're doing, the PCR testing, which, by the way, by the end of the year, they have to change because they finally admitted that it doesn't work the way they said that it works. So what they're going to be doing now is they're going to be changing the format and the way that they're going after. See, right now, this PCR measures not only active viral patterns, but dead viral patterns. Normal viral screens. Now, so we don't have to get into what it really, what the numbers are because it'll confuse you. But let's say that a screen in front of you has an area width of 17 to 20. We'll use the term microns, which is inaccurate. And they're going to look at everything in there and they'll say, okay, this is how we measure. This is the normal. Now, for this COVID thing, they've been measuring something in the neighborhood of 40 microns, almost double, if not more than that. So they're picking up fractions, rudiments of the viral strain, and this virus, this SARS-CoV-2 enveloped virus, when it's dead, it looks very much like, guess what? Flu looks like your cold, looks like other enveloped viruses as well. So there's a tremendous amount of misreporting, and they know that. And that's why they have to change it finally, because there's a lot of behind the scenes pressure being put out there to shift the things that can be shifted. So I want you to understand that you may not necessarily be getting the accuracy of the truth. So you need to get into different websites. One of my favorite websites, and I know the man personally, is Dr. Joe Mercola. So if you go into Mercola.com and you check those things out, and you'll see article after article, and he's extremely well researched. You go down and there's a spot that says sources and check that out. You go to Dr. Rima Labau, L-A-B-I-A-L-O-U, something of that nature. You'll find it. Natural Health Foundations. There's so much there for you, but please, I beg you, do your homework, but listen to both sides, not just one side, and make sure you listen to me. And don't forget, we're going to be doing a daily podcast starting in about 2 weeks, probably three at the outside. And we welcome you to that. Send me your questions. We'll cover them as best we possibly can. And just remember that I'm here, I'm present for you, because I want to give you the tools, the information for you to help yourself. If you go to drtomrozell.com, you'll find that it goes back and forth. Go to our preferred providers. They'll give you information that you can utilize as well. And remember, we do this program on an ongoing basis, and when for one reason and one reason only, simply this. I love you all. Talk to you next week. Bye.